funny how things work out. I mean, we kind of knew going into this game, you know, looking at the way these teams matched up, that it was probably going to be a close game. You know, we talked all week about, you know, making plays when it counted. You know, this game might have came down to, you know, a two-man drive at the end of the game, and, you know, so sad that's what happened. So, you know, it's kind of one of those situations where everybody in the huddle just looks in each other's eyes and says, you know what, we need to make a play right now. We need to make a stand. You know, we wouldn't want any other way. Head on our shoulders to kind of close out the game, and we made a play to make it happen.
Whether it was the sack safety a few weeks ago or in this game, the sacks in key moments, how confident is this group, this front seven, that you guys can come up with a big play?
You know, it's that confidence that we've been, you know, building since we got together way back in April. You know, we got a lot of guys who can make a lot of plays, you know, and it was just one of those games where everybody had to step up, you know, all over the place. Front seven, offense, special teams. I mean, nobody ever talks about it, but Fields, you know, his name never comes up. He puts a big punt, puts him down in the territory, and we just had to come up with a stop. So from top to bottom, team win, everybody had to step up and make big plays, and, you know, it happened that way.
Cam, it seemed like in the second half you really ratchet up the pressure on Rivers more so in the first half. Did you do anything schematically at halftime as far as adjustments?
Well, that's, you know, it's always a big thing when we come into halftime. You know, it's kind of a organized chaos when you get in here. You know, everybody's got this thing, got that thing, tape, chain shoes, all kind of things going on. But, you know, coaches sit down for the time they have and just, you know, go over the things that maybe we didn't do so well in the first half and, you know, kind of make some adjustments. And, you know, just got to go out there in the second half and play our style of ball. And that's what we kind of destined to do. It was a basically 0-0 at halftime. And we said, you know, whoever wins this half wins the ball game. And on both sides of the ball, we have to go out there and win.